Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 61 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where this is the first episode I'm recording in the new year because I have been on a break. I have been taking myself away from social media and all that comes with it because I am so sick and tired of just knowing. It's gotten to a point where knowing is too burdensome, so I would rather just not know. I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know anything. I want to regress back to when I was a child. I want to fall back into my crib. And if honestly, how far can we push this thing? Can we go back inside? You know what I'm talking about. Back inside? Yeah. I'm trying to go... go back inside my dad's balls. Yeah, dude. I just want to fall away from news. I'm just over the news. I mean, I've been over the news, but I'm still over it. And like, this is a whole different phase of my life where there was the thing that happened and then everybody was all political. And then now I'm just like, I can't anymore. I can't even. So I took myself away. I got off of Twitter. I don't have any social media on my phone anymore besides Snapchat, which is really just a form of communication. Like genuinely, that's how I used it more than text. So excuse my morning voice. I just woke up. We're doing it a little bit different today. I just woke up and now I'm recording. Usually I would wait until probably a while from now. Probably, I don't know, 4 or 6 or 8 or 13, you know, 13 p.m. That's a good time to record a podcast. That's when the neurons start firing, around 13 p.m. It was my birthday a couple days ago. Your boy's 23. 23, the MC Lars song about someone killing themselves. I don't know. No, there's no... I mean, what are some important birthdays? You have 15. Or no. You have 10. That's a big one. Or your first one. Let's... Okay. Here are all the best birthdays. Undebatably. This is the truth. One, because you made it. Congratulations. 10... because now there's two numbers involved. 13, because now you say teen instead of, like, why isn't it 12? What, 12 teen? 2 teen? Like, why does it start at 3? 13, I don't know. And then you got 6, 15, the quinceañera. And 18, you're fully boy, you're a full adult. 20, you're now 2 decades old. 21, you can drink. I mean, and then there's no important birthday after 21, besides maybe 25, which, yay, your brain's done developing. This is how you turned out. Hopefully you're good by now. Because if you're not, there's no going back, because this is just the way it is. This is how you're going to be for the rest of your life. The way you are at 25 is the way you'll be at 85. That's a fact, okay? Nothing will change. Your brain is fully developed, and that is the way it'll be for the rest of your life. So you may, I mean, like, you turn 25, and then you're like, this is locked in. This is the way I'm always going to be. And I'm getting so close to that, where I'm like, this is just the way I'm going to be. This whole thing, this is, dude, I'm sorry for my voice. I don't know. I don't have a cold. It's just like winter. The winter months just make all mucus happen. Like, I could blow my nose right now and just never stop. You know, winter is the months of eating a lot, not exercising, gaining weight, mucus. And they won't give it back until spring. No, until summer, because spring is when allergies happen. So my voice is just fucked for half of the year. and it's fine, you know? I tried to record an audiobook. I'm trying to, I had, I have these books that I wrote when I was a kid. They're like filled in these like mini composition notebooks. There's like 160 pages in each, and I filled five of them. The fifth one had 400 pages. So I want to read that. And I stood over there by my wall reading. I read the whole first book. The video wasn't in focus. And my voice sounded like this. Like, it's just not good. My voice doesn't sound right. It could be better. It could be a lot better. And it's just a really long way of me saying I'm sorry for the gunk that you're going to hear inside of my face. Because it's there and I don't know what to do about it. Because this is just the way it's going to be. And you need to accept that. It's your fault, dude. like me talking about me and my voice and the problems that are happening inside of my face, it's really important for you to understand that you are the one at fault here for not being used to it already. And the longer that I talk about it, the more annoying it is, because you're going to start thinking about it more. Like, did you hear how I said thinking? Do you hear all that in the background? Oh my God, it's awful. It's truly terrible. I'm sorry for my cold face. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the way that it's gonna be, but that is who I am today. And you don't get to choose. You don't get to choose what your voice sounds like. Imagine just waking up one day and being like, ugh, and then that is your voice for the rest of time. I don't know. So yeah, my birthday just came up. I'm 23 now. Nothing is special about the age 23, except next year you're going to be 24. And that is like scary. That is terrifying. Oh God, why does time keep on going? Why does it not stop? Like, what is wrong? Like, so you're telling me it's just going to keep going? That's my whole thing about why no one ever really grows up. Because if you keep a childlike mindset, you'll never, like, you'll be a child your entire life. That's my goal. I'm trying to have childlike wonder throughout my whole entire life. I'm trying to be silly. I just want to do this forever. Because what else is there, you know? That's all you got sometimes is your thoughts, and your thoughts are yours and no one else's. And I have successfully talked about nothing for these past 10 minutes. These thoughts are mine and mine alone, and you're listening to them. So enjoy. Oh my God. Yeah, one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be 30. And as I get older, the things that I'm willing to do, like drug wise, will get like reasonably increase, you know, like when you turn 70, you probably get into opiates. I'll probably get into opiates when I turn 70. Fuck it, you know, why not? It is so goddamn hot in my room because there's no in between. It's either freezing or I turn on my heater and it's hot. So I'm sweating. I'm sweating. Dear God, I'm sweating. Holy fuck. I never thought I would ever be compelled to open a window when it is 18 degrees outside. But today, you know, some days, that's how it is. Wow. Okay. All right. So here's a thought that I wrote down as I was falling asleep. You know how quality those thoughts are, where you just are falling asleep and then you have an idea. And that idea is Jesus owns the chum bucket and your soul is the Krabby Patty formula. He's just trying to take it. He's trying to steal your soul. Don't, like, people always worry, you know, they're like, don't sell your soul to the devil. Don't sign any weird papers, you know? Don't sign any papers with your blood unless he tricks you like in Ghost Rider, right? He didn't want to. But he like cut himself or some shit and then the blood spilled on it. So like it wasn't even his choice. But either way, don't let the devil trick you with a knife and a piece of paper into putting blood on a piece of paper that has words written on it. That's a contract and it makes you sign your life away. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. But if it's Jesus, do it, you know? Why? I believe in a devil so conniving, so mysterious, so mischievous that he could convince you that he was Jesus and then make you sign a thing. And then there you are. There you are. You're just a slave to the devil for the rest of your life. Slave to little boy Jesus. Jesus, he's the man. Jesus is the one. And he took your life. And he took your life. And I have eye boogers that are crusty. And they are going somewhere into my carpet for one day I will vacuum. So here's the deal. You need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Okay? It's essential. It's like an essential vitamin. Jesus is like an essential vitamin. All right? You take him. You take him into your body, and then he is inside of you. And when he's inside of you, that is pleasurable. You know, I love it when Jesus is in me. I'm actually just talking about some guy named Jesus. Like, I love it when he penetrates my asshole. So good. So good. So good. I think of some, all right, here's a note that I wrote, and I just want you to take it as it is, okay? If I wasn't an artist, I'd probably be gay. Like, I'm effeminate. I get along with women, I feel like, better. I feel like they get me more. I'm an emotional creature, okay? I have feelings. I have deep, dark thoughts that I share with you. And that's all I'm really trying to say. Because I like to dress colorfully. I like to be silly. But I don't want to fuck a man. But if I didn't do all the rest of that, if I didn't get it out in those ways and through art, then I would probably want to fuck a man. You know? But I think I was just ingrained with the Jesus shit that's bad. But the Pope disagrees anyway. You could do whatever you want. You know? You could fuck the radiator for all I care, dude. You can just get that dick burnt. You could put it in a toaster. Put your dick in a toaster. How about that? Wouldn't that feel nice? Get a little crispy. Crispy jizz, boy. Get a little crispy jizz. So I'm really leaning into this colorful thing, okay? This is my new outfit. I'm not wearing my shoes right now because I think they're off screen, but this is my new outfit. These sweats, this shirt, and these shoes, dude. This is a collaboration between Mocha. It's a fucking art museum and Vans. I paid $175 for those shoes, so I'm scared to wear them. Isn't that funny? You spend all this money on like nice shit and then you're like, I gotta wait for the right day. You know, I have to wait until a day where it's like 18 degrees outside so I don't have to worry about getting them muddy because there is no such thing as mud in 18 degree weather. Or, you know, technically 32, but it doesn't freeze right away. But like when you're outside and it's like 12 and you try to like, and you try to like crunch the whole, all the ground is crunch, you know, you step into grass and it just like stays there and it goes. And when, well, it's, you know, body heat coming through your feet all the time. Big old bitches. You know, sometimes I don't know where I'm going with anything. I don't know where I'm going. I don't think I've said anything of any substance this whole time. And you know what? That's the way I want it. Because that is the point. That's the whole thing. Who needs it? Who needs anything else? All you got is silly. Sometimes all you have is silly. And that's not even a bad thing. So I went to Florida for the New Year's. And when I was waiting in line at a Wendy's, this woman, and I mean this, just this creature, this thing, really not even a woman, more of a thing, she was waiting in line. Now, here's the setup, okay? Wendy's at a truck stop in Florida. The people who work there fucking hate their lives, obviously. They're about to close, and there's like 4 people working and like 10 people waiting for their orders. And this bitch, this thing, this item, 50-year-old critter, goes, I can tell you right now, these people are dumb. These people are not smart. Just like openly talking shit about the people serving her food. I can tell you right now, these people are idiots. These people are dumb. And like, I don't know, we waited like probably 15 minutes for the whole thing because, you know, they were busy. And she sees like a guy in the back and she's like, oh, he's just standing there doing nothing. Cool. And I just, I wanted, like, this is one of those times where you want to say something, but you, what do you say, you know? Like, lady, shut the fuck up, you know? Like, I don't know how you can see people who work at a truck stop Wendy's and be like, they should be passionate and they should be hurrying. They should really care about their jobs. And then when it finally comes out, she's like, oh, finally. And she palms like 12 ketchup packets and throws them in the bag. I'm like, you're the worst in every possible way. And I really, really wanted to step in, but I'm glad I didn't, because she went over and sat next to her beefcake husband, who, if I said anything, she would have absolutely gotten him involved. And I'm glad I avoided that situation, because I'm not trying to get beat up by a fucking retard at a Florida truck stop. Like, dude, it's not that serious. You can just wait. Like, how long, like, how desperate are you for food for Wendy's that you need to insult the people making the, like, if you insult the people making your food, you deserve whatever fucking happens to you after you eat it. You realize that they should just undercook it, spit in it, and serve it to her, and she should go into a coma because the food was bad. She should die for treating people that way. And I mean it. And I mean it. She should die. And I'll be the one to kill her. I almost killed a woman because of... I almost killed a woman because she was annoying while waiting for Wendy's. Dude, that's my angle, okay? You know? Sometimes that's all it is. Sometimes that's all you got. Is just, God damn it, bitch. Just wait patiently for once in your life. I don't understand people who just can't wait. Like, I went to Dunkin' yesterday, and there was this lady who's, you know, I saw the scene. She's like, oh, you need to remake this because I spilled it all over the ground. I'm like, there's just coffee all over the ground. I'm like, dude. Okay, they'll remake it probably, you know? It's not that big a deal. But she just doesn't clean it up. And I don't know, like, if I dropped something on the ground, I'd be the first person to go get napkins and try to clean the shit up. So I walk into the Dunkin' and I see this is the situation, where she's just being a dumbass, not cleaning it up, and I was standing there waiting for my drink, and I'm like, well, what am I gonna do? Just stand here? So I go grab some napkins and I clean up some of it. You know, it was futile. They brought a mop out in like 2 seconds, but like I figured I could help a little bit. And so I'm like, yeah, I did something. And this other lady saw my efforts and applauded me. She's like, that was very nice of you. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's no big deal, you know. I like to be a good person sometimes, you know. What can I say? I like it when things run smoothly. And I feel for them, because they have to put up with people who don't do shit like that. And I'm just such a good person, and you should be proud of me. And you should, like, I turned 23, and the first thing I do is like, I'm a server. I'm a servant now. I have to help. I have to help people, because there's been too much in my life where I've just been idly. Like, I feel like if I witnessed a car crash, I'd keep driving. That's kind of the thing, you know? That's where I have a little bit of concern about my, what's the word? Fucking philanthropy. Kind of the word I wanted, you know, like doing things for just because you're such a good person, you know. There's no tax write-off for fucking being a witness. There should be, though. I had to see that shit, dude. Traumatizing. Fucking give me some money, you know. I should, so I almost killed a lady because she was annoying while waiting for Wendy's. And then I helped somebody clean up some coffee who was just, I don't know. I don't understand the thought process between like, so she got her cup. I'm assuming the lid wasn't on well. And then she spills it and she's like, you need to remake the whole drink. It wasn't even the whole drink that was spilled, but you know. It was a big enough deal in her head that she needed a whole new drink. You can't even just top it back off with coffee, dude. If I get a caramel macchiato and they stir it, I'm like, whatever, dude. You know, I like caramel macchiatos because it's like a choose-your-own-adventure type coffee. You know, you can lift the straw up or down and you can drink whatever you want. You can get bitter, you can get sweet, you can get a little bit in the middle. But they stir it up, I'm not going to be like, remake it. It tastes the same. Okay, so your drink tastes the same. Aw. You know, you don't get to choose sometimes. Sometimes there's nothing you can do. And the easier, like, that's just like the difference between like somebody who can roll with the punches and a spoiled fucking bitch. Like, if your standard is that high, where you can't just like accept that, like, oh man, this is how I'm getting my drink today. Okay? Like if they make my drink wrong, I'm the kind of person who will drink it anyway. I tried doing that one time with a soy latte. I'm allergic to soy. Couldn't do it, okay? But if they mess it up a little bit, I'm still gonna drink it because I'm a good person and you're not. You're not. You're the lady in this situation. Dude, you're a bad person and you should put yourself in jail, because there's too many of you and you need to be in jail. That's the deal. That's the whole thing. That's the biggest thing on the docket today, is just people waiting for service people and just being so rude about it. Like, how can you be like that? It's not fair to the rest of us, because we're all good people. And then the one person comes along and makes them feel bad. So they take out their anger on everybody they have to serve. And I make it a point to be the opposite. I want to be somebody who they look at and they're like, sometimes everything's okay. I want to be the person who inspires a Starbucks employee to continue living, because you know, sometimes maybe that person's cleaning up that spill pushed you over the edge. Oh, pushed you over the hedge. Love that DreamWorks movie. He found his nuts, dude. He found his nuts. I'm so glad that that was wrapped up neatly in a tight bow at the end of that movie, dude. Thank God he found his nuts, because if he didn't, that would be upsetting. And I'd be constantly worrying, like, it would keep me up at night, dude. I'd be like, oh, he didn't find his nuts. And what are we going to do about it? We're just going to sit here pretending like it's okay that this squirrel hasn't found his nuts. He doesn't even know where nuts are. It's not fair. It's really not fair. I don't even know what I'm talking about. And that's the best. And that's the best. I like getting hung up on the itty bitty details, the nitty gritty. I always forget the word for it. Semantics. Oh, I love a semantic. I like, I'm very semantic. I love double meanings and taking interpretations of something that somebody said. I like to twist people's words into something funny, because it's like, you said something, whatever, but like, wouldn't it be funny if like you said it with this inflection? And I just twist people's words and they're like, but I didn't say that. And I'm like, yeah, but play with me. You know, goddamn, I wish some people understood how to play. And it bothers me that more people don't. But you know, it ain't for everyone. Some people are just serious by nature, and that's okay. We need some of you, all right? We need some lawyers. We need some engineers and biochemists out there. We need some people who like to code. Because without you, well, goddamn, we would just be running around silly, all willy-nilly, you know? We'd get nothing. If everybody was me, we'd get absolutely nothing done. Nothing at all, at all. We would still be in 1920 if everybody was... No, not even. Dude, you think I could invent steam? Steam-powered shit? I would invent nothing, okay? Sometimes I, like, I'm the god of my own brain, and I'm like, I'm a fucking genius. I think I'm a genius. But, like, in reality, I know nothing about anything. And that's why it's, like, ignorance is bliss. And I just took that into the extreme. And I'm like, yeah, so if I know nothing, I know everything. That's the shit. That's the important philosophical lesson of the day, is that if you don't know shit, you know everything. And I do. I know everything. If somebody tells me something, I'm like, bullshit. I'm always shooting shit down. And anytime somebody tells me something crazy, my friend told me that coffee makes you live longer. I'm like, how do you find that out? I don't believe it. And then I looked up this study, it's like 9.2 million people. I don't know how you isolate the coffee in this scenario, but apparently you do. And they found a way, and they said, coffee makes you live longer. Then people, it doesn't even matter if it's caffeinated or not. So basically what I'm saying is that Starbucks is out here making people's lives longer. But I think they pump their, I don't know. I personally feel like the caffeine in coffee, like, dude, this shit gets you wired, okay? A large hot coffee from Starbucks has you up until 4 a.m., depending on when you drink it. And it's just like, dude, I don't know. I don't feel like it's healthy, but if they're telling me it is, I'll keep drinking it. And then I'll feel great because I won't. And then me and my friend were talking about placebo. It's like, okay, so if people read this and they think it makes it work better, I bet it does. But I think if you were drinking coffee and you thought it was bad for you, it would be. That's just one of those things. I love the human brain. It's all this is. It's just me exploring everything. I love Brains, dude. Brains, shout out Brains. Without him, we couldn't. So, fuck that lady in the Wendy's. Oh, okay. So, yeah, they took the food out, and this is her quote. Yay, they finally got something. Like, dude, I don't know. I'm sick and tired of discrimination. Is that bad to say? Okay? I'm sick of discrimination. I don't like it. It's a bad concept. You know, some people have blue eyes. Some people have green eyes. Some people have brown eyes. Black eyes. You're getting a little iffy, you know? Sometimes if you say somebody has a black eye, it's like a bad thing. Why? Why is that a bad thing? Why is it a bad thing to have a black eye? I got a blue eye. You got a brown eye. He got a black eye. Oh, what happened? What do you mean, what happened? He has a black eye. Just one? Dude. So what's the problem with the black eye? What's the problem with pink eye? Why can't you have a pink eye? God forbid you have a pink eye and then everybody's like, stay away from me because I don't want... You can't catch an eye color, dude. Oh, I'm scared I'm going to catch it. What do you mean? They have pink eyes. You're not going to catch their eye color, dude. What are you, stupid? You know what? Yeah, maybe you are just so dumb that you would find a way to catch their eye color. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, sometimes stupidity can break the laws of physics, you know? Oh, stay away from me. You have a pink eye. Why? Dude, rub pink eye into my eyes, dude. Pink eye is good, and we need to stop discrimination. Stop pink eye hate now. Now. Everybody, ooh, pink eyes, go over there. Stay away. Why are you so afraid? Let them get close. Let them get right up into you, huh? Let them get right up, all up and close. Because why not? And like, you hear somebody has a black eye and you're like, I hope everything's okay at home. What are you talking about? Their eyes are black. Doesn't mean everything. What does that mean that everything's okay at home? Is that like a race thing? Yeah, stop hating on black eyes and pink eyes. It's fucked up, you know? Oh, what? What is the beauty standards? Yeah, I have to have blue eyes. Why? Why? It's just reinforcing. It's perpetuating Hitler's dream, dude. The black eye and pink eye hate is fucked up. And it implies that blue eyes are preferable. Mm-mm. Bad. It implies that black and pink eyes are bad. They're not. They're good. They're good. You should hug one. You should hug the eye itself. Wrap your arms around the eye. You know the Activision eye? The fucking pops out of the monkey or whatever the fuck? Is that a monkey? A gorilla? I don't know. All I know is before I played Tony Hawk Pro Skater, I saw an eyeball. That's all I know. And I don't like the string. I don't like the string on the back of the eyeball. No, sir. I don't like the way that feels. Because sometimes you can just feel it. You know? You know when you can just imagine a feeling so vividly that you're like, oh, gross. Just like quick, real quick, imagine something being like pulled out of your eye. And your eye just like, you know? Oh, fuck that. I would rather just die. Just kill me. No, here's a very specific feeling that you can imagine. It's weird, but me and my friend thought about it in fifth grade, okay? Picture your nose. Now picture like a rope at the end of your nose that just goes inside of your face, right? And now picture somebody taking your nose and pulling it away from your face and that like not rope, but like, you know, body shit. I don't fucking know. Some kind of tube, some kind of body tube that, and you just pull your nose and you can just feel it coming out of your body. Dude, I hate that feeling. I hate it so much, but you can picture it, kind of. You can kind of picture it if you think about it hard enough. You will start to feel it, and it's fucked, dude. It's so fucked. Not a fan of the shit. Yeah, I don't like imagining feelings that are bad because bad feelings don't feel good. I like good feelings, and I only want to feel good. If I start to feel bad, boy, it's going to be a nightmare for everyone around me. If I start to feel upset, I'm going to take it out on everyone. It's going to be everybody else's problem except mine. That's one way of deflecting it. If I feel bad, I'm going to talk to you about it until you feel bad and I don't. That's one way of dealing with it. You know, you could just, hey, I'm going to talk to you until this gets off my chest. And then you have to bear it. You have to hold it. And then the problem is you tell enough people, you start to realize that it's not going away. You're just giving it to all so many people. They have to hold your pain. And so do you. But you think you're getting rid of it. And then it's still there. And then you feel like, I got to tell more people. Who do you have to tell? Huh? It's never going to go away. There's nothing you could say to anyone that can make it go away. Okay. Have you heard any news from Vermont or New Hampshire? I don't think they exist. I don't think either of those places exist. I don't think anything happens in either of those states besides skiing. Prove me wrong. What do people do in Vermont besides ski? What do people do in New Hampshire except ski? Does New Hampshire even have a city? I don't think so. I think it's just all one big mountain. I think it's just, this is New Hampshire, and this is the geographical, like, the topology, right? Flat, flat, flat. Up, 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 down, 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 down. That's the whole state. It's just one giant mountain. You know, I saw like a geographical topology of like the United States where they just like show you the elevation of all of it. And it's just crazy how many more mountains there are in the West. Like it's just everything's so much more high up. And I think it's crazy. Well, so like, what do you think is going to happen first? Do you think, how much land do you think there'll be in 50 years? How much less land do you think there will be in the continental United States than there is right now in 50 years? Because, like, Louisiana's sinking, Florida's sinking. Dude, I went to Florida for the fucking... I was trying to talk about this forever ago. I went to Florida for the New Year's. I saw a sign that said elevation 4 feet. So, like, how long is it going to take the ocean to rise 4 feet and cover all of that? Not very long, I'd imagine. And then California is just going to fall right into the ocean. You know, you're all high up, but you're just going to break away. You know, I was thinking about it when I was at Point Reyes and I was just being all cocky with the fucking, oh, I'm going to stand over here and they say not to. What if I was standing there and a piece broke off and I was standing on that piece, dude? Is that what's happening? Like, does that happen? Is that, because I mean, shit, you know, I could have died. I mean, there's multiple times in my life where I could have died. One time I walked down into the street when I saw an 18-wheeler was coming. And I thought he went like, go, like wave to me, like go. And I started walking and I saw him barreling towards me and I had headphones in. So I don't think, he probably honked. He definitely honked, but I just went into fight or flight mode. I didn't even turn around. I just walked backwards. And like my body just autopilot saved my life. Like, I don't even know. I could have been dead when I was like 14, dude. That was like how long ago that was. So that's pretty cool that was 9 years ago. Holy shit. I try to think about the person that I was when I was 14. And I hope I grew. My channel, my YouTube channel is going to be 10 years old soon, which is not something I didn't even realize it until my friend mentioned that his was going to turn 10. I was like, fuck, I think mine's coming up too. And I'm like, I haven't done shit for 10 years. That's my whole life, man. That's my whole goddamn life. Most of my life has been on YouTube. Ain't that something? Ain't that interesting? Weird, huh? I mean, what does it all amount to? It amounts to 20 views in my latest video. We're still a work in progress, dude. It's, you know, we have all of our lives. This is the first time in my life where I'm not even worried about the views, because the views in the podcast are fucking abysmal. So this is the first time in my life where I'm like, yeah, I would be doing this anyway. And that's a good feeling. To do something regardless of what happens. Like, I think, like, I don't know. Sometimes the videos pop off on TikTok. And, like, I hope that's, like, my biggest, like, marketing strategy is, like, putting clips on TikTok and hoping they blow up. But, you know, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. You just keep on pushing. Keep on trucking along, because there is no... What else are you going to do? Like, what, seriously, if you don't do something, what are you going to do, you know? Did that make sense? Every time I stop rambling, I go back and I'm like, did that make sense? Here's just a universal truth, okay? Universal Studios truth. The truth about you. This is the truth about Universal Studios. No one has their shit together. It's not about Universal. I don't, it's Universal Truth. It's Universal Studios. I mean, I'm sure it applies to everybody who works in Universal Studios too. Don't know why I put an H in that word. No one has their shit together. And frankly, it would be very weird if someone did. You know, just like poop in the same place your entire life. Why? Why would you, you know? You have a pit out back. What would a pile of all your shit look like? God damn, how would that smell? Where does it go? Dear God, where does 8 billion shits go? Into the ocean? Probably. And then the ocean, that's why the ocean level's rising. Because we put all our shit in it. We put all our garbage in it. If it doesn't rise by melting ice caps, it's just going to rise because our shit's in it. Shit is eventually going to fill in the Mariana Trench. Isn't it wild that we still don't know how deep that is? Why don't we just take like a ruler, a really long ruler, and just keep putting it down until we find, like, what would happen to a tape measure that is like miles and miles long? If you put it down, would it just get crushed? Like, would it just break off? Would a piece break off? Why couldn't you do that? How do they not have the technology to know how deep it is, dude? The earth is crazy. We are not powerful at all. The earth can just take us away. And that's a wild thing to think about, dude. When you think of natural disasters, you could be just living your day, your daily life, and then boom, something comes along and kills you. Like an 18-wheeler. But no one has their shit together. And it would be frankly weird. It would be quite weird if everybody did have their shit together. Like, shitting all in one place. That's that whole joke. It's just like putting your shit together. All nice and neatly packed into like egg cartons, you know, shit, 12 pack of 12 shits, you know, a dozen shits. Yeah. Ew. Is it possible to wheeze through your nose? Like, I don't think so. I think wheezing feels like it comes from your throat. So if you're wheezing and you have like chronic bronchitis, just start breathing through your nose and then you won't have it anymore. Okay? Just choose not to have it, dude. If you're sick, just get up. Oh my God, you pussy, you're sick. Oh, just don't be. Just don't be. You don't have to be sick. You choose to be sick. You wake up and you're like, I feel sick. Why? You know, you should just figure it out. Figure out what's wrong. Drink some high C and then go on your merry way. Ooh, I have COVID. Doesn't matter anymore, dude. By this time next year, it'll be so contagious and so weak that if they try to make you scared of it, you're dumb. Who's died of Omicron? No one. Like, and how do you even know what the difference is, dude? Like, there's a weaker variant, but like, if people weren't vaccinated, like, Omicron is the weaker variant for the people who did get vaccinated. So, what about the people who didn't? Are they catching COVID or are they catching Omicron or are they catching Delta? How do you know the difference? You don't. No one does. And they're all stupid. Everybody's dumb. And since I can't figure it out, no one can. Because I'm ignorance is bliss. I know nothing, so I know everything. I know everything about everything. I'm so goddamn smart. I'm a genius. I'm a genius. This is what happens when you spend too much time alone. You start actually, like, you fall in love with yourself to an unhealthy extent where you're like, I'm God, I'm a genius. Because there's like, you are your entire life, and then empathy fades, and you can only think about yourself. And that's something. You spend enough time alone and you become your entire universe, and then you can't care about anyone else's universe because it's not you and it doesn't apply to you. And if it doesn't relate to anything in your life, then it doesn't matter. Like, if somebody's saying something and I can't like understand, I just give up. I don't even try to understand. I'm like, dude, I don't get it. I don't get what you're going through. Fucking complain to somebody else, dude. I don't know what you're talking about now. I'll give my 2 cents. No one wants your 2 cents, but I give it. I give my goddamn input in my input. Adding an F to that word. Input. I'm working on self-confidence a lot, and it's difficult because it's been my entire life that I have just been, I don't know. I have this weird thing where I feel like I've been neglected, or like some part of my brain didn't develop, or like was stunted by early dopamine abuse. And by that I mean video games. Fucking goddamn. I genuinely think a lot of my social issues stem from RuneScape just like taking advantage of me from a really young age. Like, I started playing RuneScape when I was 7, and I just got addicted when I was 7, you know? And I feel like that I was drawn inside then. Like, my whole life, I was just like inside, and I didn't really talk to anyone, and I didn't really do anything. I was too focused on getting 99 wood cutting, you know? Going home and cutting ivy. That was more important to me than making friends and going doing clubs. So I think there's a really, really big point to be made to saying that, like, I think RuneScape took advantage. I mean, you were not supposed to play the game until you're 13, you know? 13 with parents' permission. But you know, it's the internet, dude. You're gonna start playing that when you're 2. And then you're gonna be inside, you're gonna develop. All your social skills are gonna be over Skype and chat, you know? And I have the balls to wonder why I'm so awkward in person for the first few times I meet a person. I have to open up. I'm getting better adding F's to random words. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I used to be way worse. I just try to be silly. But I do genuinely think that, like, RuneScape, like, took some development away from me where I can't, like, empathy is pretty tough. I'm very analytical. I'm very, like, I'm very emotional, but I'm also very honest about what I'm feeling, you know? Like, I think about what I'm feeling and try to be objective about it. But what I'm feeling is still an emotional creature, but I have these like two separate things that I'm removed from myself. You ever just like feel like you're watching yourself go through life and you're just like a being on the outside? You're just watching yourself. Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know if it's okay to blame it on RuneScape, but I mean, fuck, those are some important years. I played the game until 2 years ago. Is it 2 years? When did I get banned? I'll figure it out. I think I got banned last year. Last summer, I think I got banned. No. I don't know. Time is eluding me. I'm slowly losing grasp of time. Days fade into weeks, into months, into years, dude. I'm slowly getting older and older, and I'm not like, I don't know. Maybe it's like the economy being fucked, or maybe it's that I'm just not trying hard enough, or I'm just meant to be stuck. My life was just designed to be stuck. Because I could have, dude, if I spent all the time that I spent playing RuneScape on something else, I could have been so successful. And it's like kind of fucked that I'm like, I'm starting now, pretty much. I started this podcast, and that's been the most consistent project I've ever worked on. I don't think I've ever done something for 2 years. Or more. I don't know. And at this rate, I'm enjoying it. I'm like genuinely enjoying it. This is the problem. So like even when I was playing Minecraft, this is way back. This is way back. Like 2014, 2013, 2012, dude. I played Minecraft on YouTube and I got like as many subscribers as I have now. And then I just quit. And I quit in like 2014. Like, I played Minecraft for 2 years and I was over it. And I knew the reason I was over it was because I didn't really care about the game. I was just more interested in having a fun time and editing the fun time. And so what I really should have been doing is just sitting here alone with my thoughts. Because this is hilarious. And aren't you laughing? You're laughing so hard right now. Oh, man, I crack you up. Oh, it's ridiculous. Oh, man. When I start talking about personal shit and I start saying RuneScape consumed my life for the 40th time, dude, I bet you are dying laughing. I bet you are. Nah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just something I think about a lot, and I just think about it and I don't know what to do with it. Sometimes you have thoughts and memories and things that you just don't know what to do with. I'm like, okay, yeah, here it is, but what do I do now? What do I do after now that I know this? What now? You know? And so this is me venting it out. And I love how 61 episodes into the podcast, I'm still explaining the goddamn concept. This is my brain. This is my brain. This is how it works. This is how it operates. It goes on a loop forever. Everything's a goddamn circle. I think some new thoughts like, come on. All right, here's a new thought. Going into a new thought, all right? Here we go. 24-hour fitness is a dumb idea. Why? Who the fuck works out for 24 hours, dude? Not me. 24-hour fitness? Who's gonna join that club? Who's going to go? Nobody. Nobody works out for 24 hours. That's insanity. How often can you do that? Once a week? You get all your workout in once a week. 24 hours of just craziness and just getting and just eat, stopping only to eat. What do you eat? Well, you're basically fasting, because if you're not pumping iron during that 24 hours, dude, it's over for you. So you get a week's worth of workout in one day. And that is just absolutely baffling. You know, 24-hour fitness, open 24 hours. But if the concept was you have to work out for 24 hours, dude, who does that? No one's going to do that. Why would you make this place? And ever since COVID, they haven't even been open 24 hours. Like, they close at like fucking 10. So like, what am I going to do? Pay $100 a month for something that's not even what it says it is? Fuck that. But there is one part of me that really wants to get a subscription to there, because they have a pool. They have a fucking sauna. Dude, I need access to a sauna so bad. I mean, fuck, you know? I want to be able to like go into the sauna and then like jump in a pool, and then go in the sauna and like jump in a pool. Like, just like do reps of fucking body heat shit. Because I don't know. I feel like if I was paying $100 a month for the gym, that would guilt me into spending more time there. And then I would naturally feel more healthy because I'm doing things that are good for my body. And then I also want to eat healthier, because I look back at my diet this past week, and I took a week off for my birthday. not from work, but just from exercising, from life. I kind of just took a break. And tomorrow we go back into our normal life, and we put effort in again, because I've been really fucking lazy. And it's like eye-opening, the shit that your body feels like shit if you treat it like shit. Who'd have thought, right? How? I don't understand the break, where people don't understand that, like, you're gonna feel like shit if you treat your body like shit. So fix the way you treat your body. Like, happiness is an action, not a feeling, you know? Treat your body good. Treat your body right. Eat the good thing. Eat it. Eat the good thing. Because you are... your body is a temple. My body is a temple. And that's why I like cock worship porn. That's the whole joke. I don't like that. I don't know if I like that one. You don't get to choose. You don't really get to choose your thoughts, right? You think horrible shit all the time, and you just don't say it because you're a good person, but you carry around that guilt of thinking that thought, and there's just like nowhere to put it. You're just like, why do I? And then like, and if you have like a OCD type thinking thought process, then you'll just like, that'll be the thing that you cling to, and it'll bother you so fucking much, that the fact that you thought it, it's just a thought. And that is why I'm like so extreme on like the freedom of speech bullshit, because like people need to get shit out, and saying something is not dangerous. But that's something that I think is very important. if you think a thought, I always, this is like a rule in conversation. Anyone I have a conversation with, if I see them start to say something and pull back, I will make a mental note that they weren't going to say the thing. But then I will ask them kindly to just say it anyway, just so it's out there. because I'm not gonna like think you're a bad person just for a thought that you had. And that's how interesting conversation happens. And when people suppress themselves, they get scared of their own thoughts. And they're like, they start to think that there's a problem, that they're thinking certain things. But like, you don't get to choose what you think. And that's like, I guess that's the whole like, that's why I think it's so interesting. That's why I'm so fucking interested in just angles, ways to see shit, perspective. God damn, I wish I had access to more perspective. I mean, the internet definitely helps for that. But like, I want firsthand. Shut up. Shut up, radiator. Shut up, radiator. What? How do you even pronounce it? Radiator? Radiator? I was raised saying radiator because it's totally radical. Shut up. Just fucking whistling and shit. Maybe it's because the window's open and it's trying to regulate, trying to percolate. Fucking hell. I've been going for 1 hour and 6 minutes. Does not feel like it. Shit, dude. I have a note here that says, I would like to cut off my pinky for a bit. I don't, you know, because like fucking who gives a shit, you know, just cut off my pinky. Who needs it? I don't care. Just take it. I would like to be missing the tip of my pinky. I would like to be missing just the middle of my pinky. And then this is just floating. I don't know. I would like to have surgically my pinky removed. I think it would be funny to go through life with 4 fingers on one hand. The other one's got 5. I was born with 5. I just got a surgery. It was cosmetic, okay? I chose not to have a pinky. And you have to respect that. I don't want it. I need to cut off my right pinky because it was up somebody's butt. And that's just gross. I don't want a pinky that's been up somebody's butt anymore. There's no way you can wash that off. fucking hell. Rainbow Kitten Surprise is just Kings of Leon, but new. And that's not even a bad thing. I like them both, but tell me I'm wrong. Like, they're just the way they sound. It's just literally the same shit. I don't know. Tell me I'm wrong. I'll wait. Tell me I'm wrong. Kings of Leon is Rainbow Kitten Surprise is Kings of Leon, but new. And that's all it is. And it's fine. But it's true. So get used to it because it's definitely true. I think that's about all I got in the tank for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been episode 61 of my podcast, Brain Dribble. And if you liked it, please share it with someone you think might also like it, because that is what is good and wholesome and everybody loves it. So please do that. And I will see you guys next time. Thank you. Goodbye. I said bye. What? Why are you still? Why are you still here? Go. Okay, if you insist on still being here, then if you haven't rated it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, then you should do that. Or find it on every fucking platform you can and rate it 5 stars everywhere, because you work for me and you should do that. I mean, you spend enough time on it, right? You may as well spend that much to put, give a little bit of effort, bro. Come on. All right. All right. Bye. I was like, I'm fucking hanging up a phone. All right. Bye. 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 Goodbye.